The judges are located mostly here in Alexandria, although the Alexandria location number that you see also includes full-time teleworkers who might be anywhere in the country. There's about 20% of the judge corps who are full-time teleworking. We also have judges in each of the four regional offices of USPTO. I should note that there are hearing rooms in each of those regional offices, as well as here in Alexandria. We have three hearing rooms in Alexandria and then one each in the regional offices. So if you do have a PTAB hearing, you might end up having that hearing in a regional office. And if you're interested in that, if you're in a trial, you can contact your panel to discuss the hearing location. We are working on a program to try to see whether the applicant would be interested in arguing from a regional office. We have sort of a cruder version in place right now, but we're looking to actually maybe make some changes to the hearings form when you respond for your oral hearing, that you might be able to designate a preferred location. And if, of course, that wouldn't be guaranteed, because we have to make sure we have a judge available in that location and the IT support in that location. But we are looking at expanding the way that we do hearings nationwide. So let's look at a few statistics on the appeal side. We are currently, at least as of January, not all that long ago, just over 10,000 total appeals, which is a humongous improvement from where we were a few years ago, which was on our way to 27,000. And but since then, we have turned the corner and brought the backlog down, but we're now in a place where it's fairly stable. It's on a slight downward slope, but not an extreme downward slope. What we're really shooting for is a pendency of cases of about 1 year from the time it's docketed at the board to when we decide your appeal. So we're looking not from the time you file a notice of appeal, because of course you've got some time for the examiner's answer to come in. But once the board takes jurisdiction, we're looking to try to give you about a 1 year turnaround is what we're shooting for. And here you can just see the pendency of appeals. This is comparing January of this year to January of last year. And, you know, we are in most cases below where we were last January in the bio and chem areas. We're up just a little bit, but we are, really have been putting a lot of effort into the mechanical business method area. In the next slide, you'll see why. The overall pendency, you can see from last January to this January, it's about the same. But we are working to bring that overall pendency down to about 12 months. It's right around 14 right now. And so here's why we've diverted a lot of resources to especially business method appeals. We've had a pretty large influx of appeals in the business method area, so we've had to do some internal adjustments of dockets to try to even out the pendency across technologies. It's a bit of a balancing act, but it is something that we are endeavoring to keep the pendency the same across all technology areas. The appeal outcomes, this looks similar. If you saw our slides last year, you'll recognize this one. It's still pretty similar. We affirm the examiner entirely in about 56% of the cases, and we reverse them entirely in about 30%, leaving that partial affirmance of right around 10% with a small percentage of administrative remands and dismissals. Again, these are appeal outcomes from the examiner to the board. This is not the appeal outcome from what happens at the Federal Circuit. On the trial statistics, we are now approaching 10,000 total trial petitions since the beginning of the AIA. Because, you know, these numbers are in January, so there have been a couple of months. In fact, we may well have now exceeded 10,000. The IPRs, as always, dominate with over 90% of the filings being in the IPR area. CBMs have, as you'll see here in a minute, have been kind of never been real big, and they're not getting any bigger with the sunset coming up in about a year, 2020. They're set to sunset unless Congress takes some action. The PGR is about 2%, and we were kind of thinking they might grow, but they're really not growing as much as you might think. The technology balance is very similar to what it has been, about 60% in the electrical technology centers, about 25-26% mechanical business methods, and then a 10% biopharma, 3% chem, and a small percentage design. It's almost silly that we have that. There's an entirely three petitions so far this fiscal year, which barely merits a slice on the chart.